negative trash and all these negative words and everything, and we have got to understand, is that Jesus talking through my spouse, or is that the enemy trying to defeat me? And we have got to recognize who is speaking to us. All of a sudden, you'll get a glimpse of the Lord speaking through your spouse and giving you hope and encouragement, and then all of a sudden, you'll get the other. You cannot just be devastated and tormented by the words that other people say, because you have got to remember, but God. But God can turn it around to good. And we have got to say, we need to stand in the gap. We need to join God's army. We need to be the prayer warriors, the intercessors. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, be self-controlled and alert. You need to be in God's army. You need to be aware of what a tragedy or a crisis could happen. It says, the enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. You've got to understand that when the devil comes and hits you with circumstances, you need to resist them. We need to stand firm and not be tormented by what the enemy is saying or trying to do. And do not let a piece of paper, the divorce paper, or a financial crisis, or all these other things that we have come against us. How many of us have heard of people having car troubles, employment problems, toilet problems, or all these other problems that we can have? You know, we can have health issues. There are so many issues that can come against us. Losing our homes, foreclosures, and everything else. All of these things are just the attacks from the enemy. But we need to resist them, standing firm in faith, turning to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to do now? Speak to me. What does Jesus say? Let's turn to John chapter 8, 31 to 36. If you will hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Verse 34, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Verse 36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And jump down to 42. I know I'm going on because you're looking for it, but I got to keep on to get all my teaching done tonight. John 8, verse 42. If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here. I've not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you're unable to hear what I say. Now listen to this, because this is where your spouse is, dear stander. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you're unable to hear what I say. Your spouse is blinded. They're deceived. They cannot hear the truth right this very second. That is why you're interceding. That's why you're fasting. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and a father of all lies. Yet I tell you the truth. You do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? I'm telling you the truth. Why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. And right now, your spouse is deaf to God's words of obedience. They may not know the Lord. They may have walked away from God. They need to turn their hearts back to the Lord and rededicate their life to the Lord. You need to pray that the Lord will open their eyes and open their ears, and God will do it. Bob, how many times did you hear songs and words about the prodigal to go home? He came home.